So at next Saturday's class, we will cover what that assessment process is that Matt and I have learned. It's as something is coming up, how do you know what to do? Would that be addressing it? Yeah. How do you know what to do? So that's fabulous. So, okay. So we'll do Ramon's, we'll do on Saturday. Anybody else? Hey, Lisa, I've just put it out to the group. Is there anything that I have something I want to cover with you tonight? But if there's anything else that's dangling or that isn't quite clear, let me know so that we can cover it either tonight or on Saturday. So, Kelsey, yeah.
Okay, my question is, when it comes to sensations, gripping, tightening, whatever might be going on, is it essential to know what lies beneath that every time? Okay, sometimes it's okay to just be with the sensation and let it pass through, right? Because sometimes it's just there and I'm like, I don't know why this is here right now.
No, and that's exactly it, Kelsey. And this I think was what was so transformative for me was to realize that all I had to do was show up for the sensation and pay attention to it and allow it to be there. And sometimes an insight will come as to why it's there and sometimes it won't. But if I can just show up for it and allow it to be there and sometimes that means just coming into the sensation. Being with the sensation, not running away from it, just being with it and then nurturing it, nurturing it. And, eventually just because of the nature of things, it'll soften and it'll lose that peakness. And that's enough. It's like still we're changing. It's changing us. And we don't need to necessarily know why. We just trust that it is and it does. And you notice. All of a sudden you're doing something and what used to be a is not there. So that's, I think the majesty of this teaching is the word that came to me is recognizing that I don't have to consciously know anything. I can show up for my body, trust my body, let it go through my body. And that's enough. I mean, that's mind blowing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, great question. All right. Anybody else? No? All right. Yeah, one more, Ramon, go for
sorry,
it.
Just the last, sorry, just you went through regulate and assess, but I don't think you actually went through investigate and nurture.
Okay.
Maybe you did, but I'm not sure if you did, but
So
I know. Yeah.
investigate is this. Let's all investigate right now. It's safe, right? Let's just sit in our seats, close our eyes, and bring your attention into your right shoulder. Okay? Your right shoulder. Just noticing the sensation in your right shoulder. Now, for some of you, there might be a little ache there. There might be nothing there, but there's something in that nothing. So what we do is we kind of dive in with this idea of I'm exploring. So see if you can find what is the densest part of the sensation in your right shoulder? And then let your awareness move through that denseness and see if you can find where that denseness is less dense. And what happens if you let your awareness move down into the muscle at the, I think it's called the tricep, whatever's behind that upper arm? What is the sensation just a little bit lower and moving down into the arm? And then what happens? Actually, I'll give you a little more time. And then what if you moved your intention into the bone? And just to the best of your ability, what is the sensation in the bone? And if you move up the bone, what if you came all the way up into that space between the bone in the arm and the bones of the collarbone that are, there's a space in that. It's just held together by muscles, right? And tendons. Can you find that space? And then what is it that you sense if you imagine that you are letting your attention move just underneath the skin of that shoulder? So you're kind of starting in the front of the back and it's kind of like you're just scanning. What's the sensation on the inside of that skin? And then come back into your armpit. And then what's happened to that dense place that you first started? Can you find it again? Is it changed? Is it the same? Okay, so there we go. We just investigated. Investigate really means with a sense of curiosity. You can open your eyes if you want to now. It means with a sense of curiosity, we brought our attention in and we're literally just looking around to see what's there with no judgment, no attachment. You notice we didn't rest anywhere for a long period of time going, oh. It's like you notice a spot might be dense. It might have a little ache, but you keep moving around, exploring. Did that help? Okay. Did that make sense to everybody else? And so we just did it, hopefully, with a rather neutral place in your body. When you're doing that with an intense emotion of fear or shame or dread or frustration, or we're all going to have to just give Natalie an applause at the end of that class on Saturday, right? As she says, it's like there's just this buzz that's there. It's like, okay, I'm feeling better, Mom, but the buzz is still there, right? Or explore the buzz. It doesn't have to be an intense thing. At some point, we start to explore even the little buzz that's that wake up in the morning, place. We're not trying to solve it or fix it. We're just giving it attention. So this investigate works. For neutral, it works for tense, heart pounding, chest tight, stomach clenched, nauseous, right? You can go into all those places with the mind of curiosity. Can I discover what in the meditation tradition, they would say, can you find the very, 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 very center of it? Can you go deeper into the center of it, deeper into the center? And there's a point in there where it's like, I really can't find the exact spot that I could show you is that sensation. I think that's one of the first meditations I hope it's one of the ones we did in the first few classes. Can you show me where that spot is? And so you look for that spot as if you could show it to me. Or to somebody, and you'll find that there really isn't. If you keep going deeper and deeper into it, there's nothing there. Did we do this? We didn't do this? Okay, maybe we should do this on Saturday. Let me make a note to do this on Saturday. Yeah, because that's different than what I was hoping. Well, actually, if we don't get to it, we could do it on Saturday too. Would you rather do that now? Or would you rather just hold that for Saturday and let's do our technique for tonight?
I'm okay with doing it Saturday.
On Saturday? Okay. All right. Great question. See, we're finding the holes. What are the holes in what we've been able to give and not give? So if that works, then let's work with this other little technique that Nat has found really quite useful. And it's based on a technique called Tonglen, T-O-N-G-L-E-N, which some of you know, and this is a version of this technique that, and the important thing to remember as we go into this version of it are two things. One is that we are working against our intuition in one way. And the other way, we are really calling on that part of us that is really compassionate. And we don't want to see ourselves suffer. We don't want to see people suffer. We would like to ease their suffering. And don't go in your head to, well, there are a few people I wouldn't mind saying suffer, right? It's like, okay, we get that. We all have a few people. But overall, it's like let's go to an animal, right? You don't want to see your animal suffer. It's like your heart just breaks, right? So it's that place of compassion. And what we're going to do, and I'll just give you the steps so that you have them. What we're going to do is we're going to take whatever it is that is we're scared of, that's hurting, whatever this is that's going on for us. And we're going to first ask ourselves, what age was I when I first felt this sensation? Okay. So let's say it's a feeling of real dread and apprehension about going to a place where you don't know anybody and you have to, you just don't even want to go because you're just dreading having to walk in a room of people you don't know. Okay. So you're working with this. You've got this feeling of dread inside you and you say, okay. Yes, I know this feeling. I know this, let's say, a sensation. When was the first time I remember having it? How old was I? And immediately, boom, in your head. Oh, I was 12. And my mom sent me to that camp for that week in the summer. And I didn't know anybody. And I was just terrified. I didn't want to go. I didn't want to go, but she made me go. And I got there and I didn't know anybody. And seemed like there were all the cool kids over there who knew people and all these other people. And I was so scared and so alone. And we go, oh, okay. So that's the age, 12 years old. And we see ourselves 12 years old. And you might not even remember the incident. You'll just have a sense. This feeling feels like 7 years old. This feeling feels like 20. You'll just have a sense of it. You may not have an actual connection. But you will have a sense of how old you are. And then you imagine yourself at that age in front of you. Just imagine him or her. And you imagine the posture of that feeling and the expression on the face. And you allow that sensation to have a darkness and a color to it. That's in the posture. It's in the expression. It's in the color. Right. And then what we do is we see this part of ourselves and our heart goes out to them for the sadness and the suffering and the loneliness and the fear because we get it. And that compassion in our heart, we look at this younger self and for those of you who've done other practices with Tonglen, that compassion, we visualize it as just like a radiant diamond-like light at the center of our heart. Okay. And for those of you who haven't done that other kind of Tonglen, the compassion in your heart may be enough. And if you can let that compassion take the shape of a bright, radiant light, that would be enough for this version of the technique. Okay. And then what we do is we see our little self in front of us and we go, oh, I wish you didn't have to hurt like that. And we just breathe off that a little bit. We take on that suffering, but we don't take it on. We breathe it in. And we let it touch the compassion in our heart and that compassion in our heart burns it up and turns it into the radiance of compassion that we send back to our younger self as, I'm so sorry you had to go through that. I'm so sorry you had to go through that. And at this point we start breathing and we just breathe in. If you want to, you can just breathe in the sensation of the dread. So here's where it gets a little counterintuitive, because you're feeling it and you don't want to feel it, which is why you're doing the technique, right? But what we're going to do is lean into the feeling. We go back to, we've trained ourselves to allow that feeling to be there. And so we breathe it in and it touches that compassion in our heart so we can send back light and radiance to our younger self. And we send it into her or him, right? And we just do this breathing in, sending back compassion, breathing, taking back, no resistance, just breathing it back, taking it away, relieving our younger self of that sensation, sending back compassion, sending it back. What happens in the course of meditation, we'll do it in a few moments, you begin to see a lightness coming. You will begin to see the posture change because you are literally taking away and you are transmuting that old wound, that old energy into compassion for this part of yourself. It's a very powerful, powerful technique. And these words of explanation don't capture it. But as you do it, you will see her or him easing, softening, accepting your compassion, accepting your attention and your care. And you will see the face eventually changing. You will see the posture changing and you will see the darkness lifting and the light coming back in. At which point you're breathing in now. There's just compassion coming back and forth. And there you are. And the whole process takes about as long as me explaining it, if not less. So this is, it's noticeable. I do it with Natalie and I can just see her easing as we continue with the breath. I can see her face clearing in physically in front of me, right? And so what we're doing on a deeper level is there's a part of us that we have rejected, that we didn't want to be, we didn't want to know, we just didn't want to revisit that. We didn't ever want to have to feel that again. So we would say we've just separated it from ourselves. And as we do this, what we're doing is we're bringing her back. We're bringing him back. We're coming back. We're replacing that dread with compassion. And when we replace it with compassion, what we have left is compassion. And we've balanced that. We've healed it. We've reintegrated ourselves. It's really a very powerful technique. And it doesn't take a lot more analysis than that, you know? And when I'm doing it with Natalie, I can say, and you just tell your mom how, you know, what were you thinking sending me to that place? I didn't want to go. How come you made me go? And you can just, you know, hear your mom apologizing. And I will say to her, I'm so sorry I made you go. I wouldn't have sent you if I'd known, you know, but you can use your own intuition to fill in with some of that kind of insight, but it's not requisite for the technique to work. Should we do it? And then we'll take questions afterwards. How's that sound? Okay. Why don't I take you through it then? Okay. So what I'm going to ask you to do, since we're just practicing it, is to maybe just bring back something that's happened recently. And it doesn't have to be big. This is not take on the person who molested you. Do not take on the meanest people at your school who made fun of you and, you know, left you all alone on the playground. Take something that's manageable. Let's practice with it first before we take on the big ones. Okay. All right. So let's find our seats. and feel that sense of the, just kind of just, you know, that three-part breath, breathing in soft and easy. And as you exhale, softening your face, your neck, your shoulders, feeling your body relaxing. And as it relaxes and softens, it just naturally gets heavy and sinks into your seat. And then let's do one more. And this time as you exhale, soften from your crown all the way down through your torso and your hips, your legs and your feet. So your whole body is soft, no resistance. And then bring to mind something that's, you know, it's not too intense, that's maybe come up recently, just a sensation. Does everybody have something? Could you just lift your hand up so I know everybody's got something to work with? Okay, great. Laura, you got something? Not quite. How about go back a little bit to that, the anxiousness over, am I going to waste my summer, you know? That, how about that? Okay. So let's take that. So everybody's got something. Lisa, not Lisa Sawyer, but Lisa, other Lisa, I know you've got something, so I can't see you, but I know you're good. All right. So now let's kind of just let that sensation come into us and just feel the sensation. We can, if you need to bring the scenario back so the sensation becomes strong enough to work with, that's fine. We'll do that for just a few moments, but just so you can find the sensation. And, you know, this is all in our minds. So you're safe. You can stay with this. And if you need to back out at any point, if it's too intense, feel free. But otherwise, let's practice. And with this sensation in your being, ask yourself, what age is this sensation? How old am I when I first remember feeling this? How far back does this go? And then imagine yourself at that age in front of you. And just see what you're wearing. Just notice the posture that corresponds to the sensation. Notice the expression on the face. And see if your heart can just really feel some compassion for this little you. This little you who was, I'm going to use the big word, suffering in this way. And let that compassion become a radiant light at the center of your heart. Just a gentle, radiant light that nothing can touch. And as this compassion fills you for this part of your experience, for what you went through, as you begin to breathe in the next couple times, just imagine that you are breathing off, you are breathing in some of that pain, some of that suffering. And as you breathe it in, you're not reliving it. It's touching this compassion you have in your heart now. And as it touches the compassion, it burns off and it becomes this compassion that you send back. You breathe out to yourself as radiant light. It can be any color you want. Traditionally, it's white light, like the sun, that clear light. But it can be whatever feels right to you intuitively. And we continue to inhale. And each time we draw off some of the pain. Maybe it's coming to you as kind of a dark smoky color. Maybe it's coming to you as you know, sometimes it has shapes. But you're breathing it off. You're taking it off. And you're breathing it into this compassion. that transmutes it, transforms it, and you can send it back to yourself as the light of compassion and begin filling yourself. And we just continue this process, breathing off, taking away that pain, that suffering, and letting it touch that part of you that gets it, that understands, that so wishes you didn't have to go through that and wishes it could ease your suffering. And each time you feel a little more lightness, and you continue the cycle. And now if that little part of you is resistant and is resistant to this, then just surround him or her in this light. Don't force it. Be gentle, be kind. And just enfold, send it around your little self, or even just put it there as a present that you are filling with this light for your little self to open when she or he is ready. But there's no forcing. Just genuinely inhaling, feeling the lightness coming to your little self as you take off this burden. And you feel the light as you send it. You feel it entering into this little self, and he or she is starting to stand or sit with little more ease and comfort. Perhaps the expression on their face is easing as they appreciate your attention and your kindness. And we continue to take away the remains, and we just take away the darkness, the heaviness, the burden, the pain. And we send back so much compassion for this little one who was experiencing this. We just breathe it off, and we're becoming, as we're sending this light, that little self is becoming lighter and lighter. Not as heavy, not as dark, not as defeated. And we can see the expression possibly even turning into just a sense of real relief. The posture is returning more to a sense of confidence and ease, knowing that your little self has you now. And see if you can now just bring a sense of that, with this last inhale, you're taking off the very last remains of this heaviness, this darkness, this pain. And with this last exhale of compassion, there is a lightening up. There is a freedom. There is a relief. And this little child is there once again, feeling your love, your compassion. And then see if he or she will allow you to bring him or her back in, and see if in your mind's eye you can bring your little one into your heart and hug her and hold him and fold him into your heart and let them know that you will hold them here now, always. And you will protect them. You will keep them safe. And that you get it now. And we find our wholeness. And see if you can rest here for just a few moments, feeling that sense of like you've come back together. A part of you has come back together and is compassionate and it's gentle And we'll just breathe here for just a few breaths in the silence, just noticing how you feel. And then it's always nice to close this with that loving kindness blessing. You know, when you're doing it on your own, you can choose whether to maybe say, may you be at ease, speaking to that little you that's inside you, or to say, may I, because now you found some wholeness, right? You choose. For our purposes right now, we're going to say, may I. Okay. And so, I think all of you know this, so let's just say it together. Just whisper it as you hold your hands on your heart and you feel that tender affection. And we say, may I be at ease. May I feel safe and protected. May I be happy. May I feel loving kindness. May I be filled with loving kindness. And may I be held in loving kindness, that I may be at peace. And see if you can sit for just a few more moments, present, present, paying attention to yourself, to how you are feeling right now. And then let's just take a nice gentle inhale. As we exhale, we gently lower our hands. Then when you're ready, no rush, just gently open your eyes. And ordinarily, I would ask you to kind of journal what you just experienced. We only have a few moments left, so I'm going to encourage you to maybe journal afterwards what you experienced. And then I guess I want to just open it up to comments or questions. And really, before I do, encourage you, even if your comments, questions are about the technique, it's a hard one to write up. It's a hard technique to write instructions for. I've tried. But it is really a technique that you want to have, that you want to be able to do for yourself, because only you are in there with you, experiencing what's going on. And I'm here trying to sense where everybody is. And I can tell some people aren't quite there. Some people are there. And how do you balance it out? So So what I would love is if you kind of look at the notes, I saw several of you taking notes as I explained the steps, even with what we just did, is there any points, questions about how to do this so you could do it on your own? Or do you want to just ask questions about your experience? What do I do if? Yeah. Kelsey, I see you've got some. Yeah.
Okay. So what was going on for me is like dread around trying something new, which happens all the time. And, I have like a very specific memory that is really tied to that for me. But what kept coming up is, and you've talked about this with me before, but like just the voice of my child being like, but I know this is going to happen again. You know, like I know something, I'm going to have to do this again. And it's so scary. And so I just tried to be there for myself, but I don't really have an answer for that, you know? So.
Okay. So let's try this. May not be the answer, but let's try this first. Okay. I know this is going to happen again. Presupposes that when it happens again, it's going to be that same little you having experience, but it's not little you. It's a new you. It's a new you who has new skills and new understanding and more comfort with you and a new you that maybe has the willingness to go into a situation authentically and not have to pretend to be experiencing something you're not. The authenticness to walk into a situation and go, yep, this is hard. I'm going to use the original example. It's like to go, yep, it's really hard for me to walk in a room of new people, but I've learned now I can just walk in there and I can just be with uncomfortable. I know it's not going to kill me. I know I'm not going to dissolve on the floor in a puddle. I can hold space for that discomfort, that awkwardness. I know I know how to do that. And there's another part of me that goes, and I'll be there to protect you, you little scare. I've got you right here in my heart now. So I'll be there. I'll be there. This new me protecting this old memory, this old pattern. And I have actually found that when I'm aware like that, and there was a period where I really kind of held my little one in here and I had a lot of interaction with her during, you know, I'm in there interacting, but I've got her in here and I'm dialoguing with her and I'm letting her know, I've got you. I've got you. And I could feel myself protecting her even as I was doing something differently or engaging and using all these tools I've learned to do that engagement differently than I had before. And what happened over time is she settled. She just settled and trusts me so much that there isn't that stuff coming up anymore. So that's what I would offer you. And then what I would offer you is to be in these situations authentically and see what shows up for you. Nobody told me to do that. That's how I did it. You may find there's another message. There's something else that your little Kelsey needs that was different from what my little Karen needed. But the important thing is to recognize there's the little you who had that experience and there's the new you here who's the adult, who's got new skills, who's got new awareness that she can protect the little one and comfort the little one with. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. And the pieces where I was able to like be comforted was when I was just knowing I was there for myself. And I think it just is going to take practice and building up over time.
It does. But what I do want to point, did all of you feel the heart opening compassion when Kelsey started talking and she was so vulnerable? Did you feel that compassion? That's compassion. that's what we each of you want to feel for your little Ramon, your little Marsha, your little Lisa's, your little Kathleen's. You know, that's the feeling you send. And guess what? It's like a flower responds to water. That little you responds to that compassion. That's what it's been longing for and wanting, not your ooh rejection. I don't want to feel that. I'm not going to go there. Ooh, I didn't like that. I don't like that part of myself that can handle those things. You know, it wants your compassion. That's what, yeah. Thank you for that, Kelsey. Anybody else? Did it, I almost don't want to ask the question, but did it have any effect? Did it work on some level in some way? Okay, so I see some nods. Marsha, you too? Okay. Lisa, yeah? Okay. All right. So then as Kelsey said, it does take practice, but this is one of those techniques that I would put at the top of the list that would help me transform. Yes, we need to regulate. Yes, yes, yes. We need to be stable. We need to regulate. We need to be able to hold some kind of stability in our body where our awareness is not confused with what our body's experiencing. And we can recognize my body's having an event. My mind is aware of. Yeah. And once we've learned to do that, then as Ramon, we're going to talk about on Saturday, right? Is okay. When do I do this technique? When do I just allow the feeling to be there and just work it through? Right. I mean, we have these new tools now. And how do you know when to do which? And we'll talk about that Saturday. How's that sound? Yeah. Okay. Well, if there isn't another question, then I'm going to let you go. Ramon, yes.
Sorry, I have a bunch of questions today.
But I know you always do. I love it. Yeah.
In terms of tools, then, is there like, my understanding is this takes a lot of practice. And to your point earlier, like I do a lot of these things that I do to help me during the day, I do in the mornings, like before I know I'm going into big situations, I do certain things. Is there, and I'm being a Pisces right now. Is there a regimen that you kind of recommend? Like, you know, you should practice maybe this for a week or maybe this for a week. And then, cause what I've noticed is when I do practice, it's a lot easier because it doesn't, in the moment, I know exactly what to do. I'm not trying to think about what to do. And if I have those tools readily available and I've practiced them, it's a lot easier.
That is a really good question. And I think, I mean, one of the reasons I can do what I do is because I practice them, right? And there were periods where this was my practice. What if on Saturday we look at chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, and we look at our five part, we want to regulate, we want to allow, we want to investigate, we want to assess and discern what to do, and then we want to nurture. What if we look at the practices that go with each step? And then, you know, in a lot of the meditation traditions, they'll say spend a week or a month on each one.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
And if that works for you, if your mind works that, mm-hmm. that orderly and you can do that, then that's actually a great way to learn, you know, but if it doesn't, then what you do is you go, okay, my life is going to be my practice, right? Because Ramon's got a morning practice, but some of you might not. So what you do is, okay, my life is my practice. For this next week, when this happens, I'm just going to practice regulating. I mean, Matt and I spent weeks, if not months, just toggling left brain, right brain, left brain, right brain, cortex, left brain, right. I mean, that we did that a lot, right? So now the regulation piece it works faster because we've had practice. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And then you spend time going allow. I mean, allowing is its whole. I mean, you can't allow till you've regulated, right? And allowing is its own skill, because there's nothing in us that wants to allow this awkward, unpleasant thing to be there. So we have to, on some level, start allowing and learn and trust that it's going to pass, and trust that allowing this is going to not consume us and last forever, and so forth, right? Same thing with investigate. We can't investigate until we're allowing, but there are ways to investigate. So I think this is, maybe we'll do this Saturday. I think this might be good. Okay.
Thank you.
Great questions today. Okay. I got a minute before I have to get ready for my next class. Anything else? Okay. Marcia, you good? All right. Okay. Lisa's good to see you. Kathleen, good to see you. And, I'll see everybody Saturday, hopefully. Okay. If not, we're recording it. Okay. All right. Good night, everybody.
Hi, good night.
Good night, guys.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Night.